Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I mean? It's long, almost 6 hours. Took me about 3 days.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr., I bring you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I am so appreciative that you were able to come and be with us tonight. We praise God just for all of those who are listening live and those who will call back in and listen to the rebroadcast. We, again, are so appreciative for you, you, and you. My brothers and sisters, it has been a busy day, but a blessed day. Nonetheless, we praise God, again, just for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. So what we're going to do, as we always, I apologize, that's my laptop logging on. What we're going to do, as always, we understand the power of prayer. We understand the importance of prayer. We understand that that is one of our greatest tools, one of our greatest weapons that we have against all the foes, that all of our enemies. Excuse me. I remember one time I asked one of the mothers of the church, and I said, Mama Robinson, God bless your heart. I said, how do you put up with this craziness? And I was having some issues and some concerns. And she said, baby, you need to realize that sometimes God put people in your life just to keep you on your knees. And that has always been a something that has stuck with me ever since she told me that. And I praise God for the memory and the blessing of having church mothers, Mama Robinson, we Gladys Robinson, who's now gone on to be with the Lord and who is now dancing in heaven, the other angels. So without further ado, let us come together and touch and agree in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. Before we even ask of anything, we just want to show our attitude of gratitude and just say thank you. Lord God, we understand that we are not here just because taking up space, but we are here because we have a purpose. We understand, Lord God, that we are your children. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have watched over us throughout this day, how you have made a way out of no way. And, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. We understand that it had not been for your grace and mercy, we don't know where we would be. We thank you for your love that keeps us and sustains us. Lord God, again, we praise God. We praise you. We thank you. Now we ask, oh God, that you will allow your Holy Spirit to come and rest in this place. You will show up as you've done many times before. Lord God, we thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us. We thank you for how you've always made a way out of no way. And though we might not have believed it, we might not have trusted you, but Lord God, because you loved us, you still made a way. And for that, Lord God, we just say thank you. Lord God, we ask that you would bless us, that you, again, that you have continued to watch over us. And even bless tonight's lesson.
Lord God, though I can't log in, I still trust in you and I still believe in you and I still honor you as my Father, as my God, as the author and finisher of my faith. And for that, Lord God, I just say amen. Well, we thank God again. We praise God for the many blessings that he has given us. And we just want to say to you that we love you, that we appreciate you. Let me, as always, we praise God for the Omega Ministry Group. We praise God for its many members, but we thank God for its leaders, the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his queen, Tammy Storr. We thank God for their faithfulness and how they bless and how they just allow us, Reconciliation Ministries, to connect and partner with them. We understand that if it had not been for them, we would not be a part of this great move of God. Again, we ask that you will continue to bless us and pray for us. Pray for the ministry. Omega Ministry are doing many wonderful things, and for that, we just honor God and just praise him just for all of the things that he is doing. Let me also say, if you have a desire to be a part, or rather if you have a question or comment, this is about participation. It's not just about me coming and me just talking, but it's about you and I and us interacting so that we can have a dialogue and have a discussion. Man, I'm not able to log in, but I'm good. Okay. So tonight's lesson, where we wanted to share from, is something that's probably been really familiar, something that you had heard many times before. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do this. If you want to participate, there you go. If you want to participate, please press 1, and I'll be able to open your mic. If you want, you can send me an email at jvan91, that's at yahoo.com. That's J-A-Y-V-A-N-N, 91. You'll be able to send me email at that address, and trust me, I will respond to your email. Okay, here we go. Tonight's lesson plan, what we wanted to deal with the thought of being creative, or be creative. We pray that tonight's lesson that you will have a better understanding of who you are and how God wants to use you. So, tonight's lesson plan is Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Again, very familiar verse. I'm going to read it in, you know, as I do always, in several different translations. The first of, we're going to start off in the NIV translation. The word of the Lord reads, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." So I'm going to now read it in a different translation. Come on now. Come on now. Here we go. The New Century Translation. It says, so God created human beings in his image. In the image of God, he created them. He created them, male and female. And I want to read one more. Let's read the message. Okay. So God spoke, let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflecting our nature so they can be responsible. Birds and the air, in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and over every animal that moves on the face. God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male. So, those are three different translations. We praise God for those three different translations. But I want to deal with this whole creative piece, this whole understanding our creativity. I believe and I trust and know that this is one of the most important and powerful promises in God's word. This one verse explains why human beings are so special in God's eyes. See, you were created. I was created. We were created. The great creator of the universe created us. You are not an accident. You were created with a purpose and a plan in mind. An artist creates a powerful painting for a purpose. It might be a portrait. It might be a still life. It could be a social comment, or it could be an attempt to understand the world around himself. But he creates his art with a purpose in mind. So just as the artist create art, God created you for a purpose. God created you in his image. After creating all the animals in the world, the heart of God was still not satisfied. He desired to create something unique, something made in his image that was a reflection of him. My brothers and sisters, we need to realize that when we look at the creation or this portion of scripture, God is saying to all of us that this creative power, that one, this creative power that he possessed, he used it to create us. See, and the verses ahead of that, in verse 5 and 6, It talks 25 and 26, it talks about how, or actually all of chapter 1, how God created something out of nothing. He just thought it, and it happened. He decided that not only was he making the earth, not only was he creating the waters, but he created the animals. And after all of what he created, he was yet still not satisfied. So he decides that he is going to create one more thing. And he's going to create humankind or mankind. That's one of the things that we ought to always be excited about. And understand that God loves us because he created us. He created us because we have purpose in life. So many of us, so many times, go through life not realizing that we are not here just to take up space or not just to take up air, but that we are here to fulfill a purpose that God has for our lives. So that ought to give us the assurance to know that nothing is in vain. No life is too great, nor no life is too little or insignificant that it does not have meaning. I know sometimes you think that you got it going on and because of who you are and because you, the way you look or because of the job that you look down on others or because God has blessed you and restored you or delivered you, and yet you believe that you're better than somebody else. I'm here to hate, and I'm hate to bust your bubble, but you're not. You're no better nor no worse than I am. God said, let us create man in our image. Power of God, our Father, decided that I'm going to create this thing, this entity, that's going to be a reflective of who I am. The problem that I see with the church is that a lot of people might look like God or might look like his image, but they might be looking at a marred image. They might be looking at a cracked image. Have you ever been to a carnival and you look at the mirror and they have all these different mirrors and the way you look at it, depending on how you move or how you stand in the mirror, you look different? Sometimes the mirror make you look too big, or sometimes it make you look too fat. But you're still the same person. So it is when it comes to the love of God, when it comes to the grace and mercy that God has. You might look different, but you still have the same love, the same desires, the same grace and mercy that God provides for all of us. Time out for us to always looking down on someone else because of what they've been through or because of who they are or because of what they're related to or the fact that we got to give a certain power, a certain authority because of their last name. As my brother Tupac would say, as we about to celebrate his birthday this coming weekend, he says that I don't fear no man. The only thing I fear, or the only thing that can judge me, is God. Question to you is, how are you being creative? What are you doing to be creative? What are you doing that when we look at the creativity that God has possessed and has given to you, what are you doing so that you can see or so that others can see it in you? I mean, it's time out for just walking around, just doing nothing. When are you going to use the creative power that God has given you? When are you going to allow God to bless you and use you? Not just so that you can get the glory, or not just so that you can get a pat on the back, but so that you can honor God. So that you can live a life that he can get the glory, so that when people see you, they don't see you, but they see God in you. when is the next time, when will the next time you be able to have somebody say, there's something different about you? And it's not your haircut. It's not the weight that you gain or lost. But it's something about your spirit. My brothers and sisters, it is time for us to realize that God wants to bless us and use us. And that the same creative power that created us, the same authority that created us, we possess. Now, I know you ain't going to go around and just naming and claiming. And I ain't saying that you have to do that. But what I am saying is, there comes a time where you need to step up and walk in the authority that God has given you. It's time to step up and claim the healing. To claim the things that God has for you. To understand that you don't need to go around walking to being depressed or beaten down, but that you can walk in authority that says that I am a winner, that I am blessed, that I have everything I need because I got a relationship with my Father. And because I got a relationship with my Father, then there's nothing that my Father won't withhold from me or that he will withhold from me. I know that he's getting ready to bless me and use me because this is what he wants. I had the pleasure spending some time for the last 5 days over the past weekend to go to New Orleans. And one of the days on Saturday morning, we were walking around and we went to breakfast. And then after breakfast, we decided to go and do a little shopping. But what we were going to do is that we were going to go to a cemetery, do a tour of the cemetery. And but we were going to the mall first. So on our way to the cemetery, to the mall, we walked past this homeless guy. And he overheard one of the young ladies talk about us going to the cemetery. And he yelled out, "Red, you don't need to go to the cemetery." And I said, "Huh, what you mean? What you saying?" And he said, "Reverend, you don't need to go to the cemetery." And I said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Because there's stuff in there. There's spirits in there that you don't need to be a part of." He said, "There's nothing in there for you. You don't need to go to the cemetery." He said, "Now I'm warning you, but if you want to go, but you know you shouldn't go." And it caught my spirit, and I said, "Okay. You know, what's going on?" And so I went on and I caught up with, I was about to catch up with my friend. Said, "Man, you know what? You just blessed me." I said, "You know what? I had this sandwich and I had this salad. It ain't a whole lot, man, but If you want it, you know, you can have it. He was like, thank you, man, thank you. He said, man, so many people walk past us and they don't give us, you know, they don't say nothing. They don't even do anything, man. They just, you know, they just walk past us. He was like, thank you, man. God gonna bless you. And I was like, man, God has already blessed me, man. Thank you. And God, may God bless you. And then I went and I caught up with my friends and they was like, what happened? And I explained to them what happened. And they said, well, how does he know that you're a reverend? I said, because God revealed it to him. So God used him to give me a word, a warning. Tell you, I had never seen that man in my life. I did not have on any clothing that identified me as a Christian or as a man of God. But God used him to give me a word of advice. And I told my friends what happened, and they said, oh, okay. And I told them, well, because he gave me the warning, I'm not going. And they said, well, if you ain't going, then we ain't going. And I said, well, maybe that might be best. I'm only saying and sharing this. I'm not bragging about myself. Please understand me. I'm not bragging about myself. But what I am bragging is because of God's creative power and because he created us, then we have a purpose in life. You might not know what your purpose is tonight or today whenever you're listening to this. But I would charge you, I would challenge you to sit still and ask God, what is my purpose? Why is it that you have me here? What is it that you want me to do? I want to be creative, God. I don't want to just do the same old, same old. I want to do extraordinary stuff, just as your son, my big brother, did. I know, God, you poured into me some creativity because you created me out of nothing. So I'm asking you, what is it that you want from me? What is it that you want me to do? What kind of creativity that you want me to perform? And please, Lord God, give me the boldness to go and do what you've asked me to do. And I promise you, my brothers and sisters, God will answer your prayer. But it's up to you to go and hear what God has for you. Let's try this one more time. Okay. Wow. I hear, see, look at God. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be able to log in. Let's play this song. I've been thinking about this song when I was thinking about this message. Because that's how God is. He is intentional. And we have to realize that everything we go through, everything that we deal with, God is intentional with blessing us, with using us, with placing us right where he wants us to be. Now, I will say, you can be disobedient, but praise God for grace and mercy. Because even when we are disobedient, he still uses us. Okay. Now, why is it that I can't find this song? Let's do this. Maybe I'll close out with that. Okay. We're gonna play this. We're gonna play this song. This is not what it meant, but. But we're going to play this, and we'll be right back.
Come on, put your hands together.
Go get yourself some water, something to drink, and we're going to come back with the part two. Being creative. God wants you to be creative, my brothers and sisters.
Listen, it goes like this. Lord, we glorify you, and we lift you up. Serve you, oh Lord, it's a privilege. I'm going to lift you up.
Amen. We're going to lift up the name of God. Amen. 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 There we go. We were talking about being creative. And we understand that this authority, this power, this anointing, this creativity comes from God. There are four things that I want to share with you tonight, and talking about this creative in his image. So when we talk about what does creative created in his image means, first it means that you have eternity in your heart. God placed within you an eternal soul that lives beyond the physical world around you. I was sharing with the brothers on yesterday that we got to get to the place beyond the physical dressed up dirt. We was talking about an example of someone of a film and having a homegoing service, and someone was not the cemetery lied and said that they was the person was going to be buried in one place, and they was trying to put him in a different place. And I, being the son of a mortician, the nephew of a mortician, being a part of the Vanna Williams Film Home here in Washington, D.C., I will tell you that most people especially that work at a cemetery, they are no more than just salespeople. They care, but they really don't care about you. Only thing they see that person as is another body. And in a way, that's not a bad thing. We need to get to the place that we realize that this is only a temporary spot for us. We are travelers along this journey. This is nothing but the processing plant for us to get to another place. Now, it doesn't mean that we ought to live a life where we can't experience heaven now, but we need to realize that we are eternal beings. I believe the songwriter said we are not physical beings having a spiritual experience, but we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. We need to realize that when someone has transitioned, that they are no longer there, but they have now ascended back to God our Father. So don't get so caught up in your body or who you are. We need to get to the place that in our creativity that we have an eternal resting place, and earth is not it. Second, you are self-aware. You know who you are and who God is. You have free will to love God. You are not a robot. You can choose to love or reject God. That's one of the greatest gifts that God has provided for us, and that's free will, having a self-awareness. That's that authority, that power that God gives us to be able to choose. Now, as in always, there will always be repercussions on our choices. Now, there will be positive and negative repercussions depending on your choice. So as the rap song would say that you can get with this or you can get with that. So I'm sorry, y'all been saying too long. Y'all don't know Black Sheep. The rap group. So let me continue on. Third, you are creative. Just like your Heavenly Father, you have a creative streak. Your creations may be a picture, a song, the decorating of your home, or business you are building, but you are creative. We must realize that when we are talking about we have creativity that God has poured into us, the same authority, the same power that he possessed as being creative, that we then will create things. I'm learning to get back into working with my hands, being able to, I'm going to help, maybe in a couple of weeks, help a friend of mine build a shed. And but that's what we're doing. We're gonna create. We're gonna create this shed. We're going to build this shed. Now, my thing or my question to you is, what are you building? What are you creating? And whatever you create or whatever you build, are you being selfish? Are you building it or creating it just for you? Or are you creating it and to help others? Our last and our fourth thing is, you are a reflection of him. A piece of art is an expression of the artist. It brings glory and honor to the creator or the artist. God made you as a reflection of his glory. As a Christian, you live to bring glory to God. That's what I'm trying to share with you, my brothers and sisters, that we must live a life that when people look at us, when we go and stand before his judgment, he can say to us, well done, that good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on in. You ruler over many. My brothers and sisters, it is time for us to express our creativity, the creativity that God poured into us to be a blessing to someone else. What good would it be to create wonderful pictures or to have a great piece of artwork, but keep it locked up down in the basement or in a dungeon for you to see, only for you to admire, only for you to get to see the beauty of it. God is challenging us to say, come on out of the basement. Come on out of the dungeon. Come on and walk in this marvelous light. Walk in this world so that the people can see the creativity that I have poured into you, the glory that I have that's poured into you, that they can see me and love me because they see me through you, because you are an example of my creativity. My brothers and sisters, I challenge you. Let's look at this promise one more time. God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. If you be so kind, why don't you confess this with me? Wherever you are, take a minute. Maybe if you can't say it out loud, maybe you can say it in your mind. I am created by God. I was made in his image. I may be marred by sin, but God's image is in me. I am a reflection of the great creative God. In Jesus' name, amen. My brothers and sisters, I need you to realize that you are not an accident. God creates you in his image with a purpose in mind to bring glory to God when you live as a person God created you to be. So, as always, I have a couple of minutes. If you have a question or a comment, you can press 1 on your phone, and I will be able to open up your mic. I'll be able to see that you have a question or comment. So for those who are calling in live, if you have a question or comment, you can press 1, and I can open up your mic. As we are waiting to see if someone wants to, let me just challenge you to please tune in every throughout the week, every Monday night. You can hear the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Him and his wife talk about oneness. His queen, Tammy Storr, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then from 9 o'clock to 9:30, you can hear Minister Leah Killing, great woman of God who shares the word of God on Wednesday night. It's yours truly, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr. or Elder Willie J. Van Jr., whatever title you want to give me, it doesn't matter. From 8:30 to 9:30 on Thursday night, you can hear Bishop Joseph Collins. I'm sorry. I'm Russian. George Flint. Every Thursday night, Bishop George, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and then on Saturdays at 1 o'clock, from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, Minister Joseph Amos Joseph Collins. I apologize, Brother Joseph, I'm messing up your name. I apologize. Please forgive me. But that's the lineup. Every Monday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, the Storrs from 9 o'clock to 9:30, Minister Leah Killing, and yours truly. Then on Thursday nights, Bishop George Flint from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then on Saturdays, Minister Amos Joseph Collins, mighty man of God out of Ohio area, from 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Always have a word to share. We thank God for his ministry and how God has blessed him. So we thank God for you tuning in as always. We just praise that you will come back next Wednesday night. If you can't share throughout the week, I have the song that I wanted to play, and I want you to realize that God loves you and God is intentionally blessing you. So use your creative powers to be a blessing to someone else. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr.
For my good, yeah, she's intense.